The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. Life Comes from Life, The Tenth Morning Walk, recorded on May 14, 1973, in Savoy Hills Park, Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Singh and other students. The Scientist's Mistake, Srila Prabhupada. The scientist's mistake is that they are ignorant of the two energies, material and spiritual. They say that everything is material and that everything emanates from matter. The defect in their theories is that they begin from matter instead of spirit. Since matter comes from spirit, in a sense, everything is spiritual. Spiritual energy is the source and can exist without the material energy. But the material energy has no existence without the spiritual energy. It is correct to say that darkness begins from light, not that light begins from darkness. Scientists think that consciousness comes from matter. Actually, consciousness always exists, but when it is covered or degraded by ignorance, it is a form of unconsciousness. So, quote, material, end quote, means forgetfulness of Krishna, and, quote, spiritual, end quote, means full consciousness of Krishna. Is this clear? Try to understand. Darkness comes from light. When no light is visible, then we are in darkness. Clouds are not to be found in the sun. That would be against the nature of the sun. But by the energy of the sun, other things are temporarily created, such as mist, clouds, or darkness. These creations are temporary, but the sun remains. Similarly, material nature is temporary, but spiritual nature is permanent. Krishna consciousness means getting out of this temporary nature and attaining a permanent spiritual nature. No one actually wants this temporary nature. No one likes this cloudy atmosphere. Dr. Singh, is this cloudy consciousness created from spiritual energy? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Dr. Singh, and matter is also created from the superior energy. Srila Prabhupada, aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, quote, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 8:10. Krishna is the creator of everything, bad or good. Actually, quote, bad and good, end quote, is a material creation. Krishna's creation is good. God is good. What you think is bad is good for God. Therefore, we cannot understand Krishna. He is doing something that in our consideration may be bad, but for him, there is no such thing as good or bad. For example, Krishna married 16,000 wives. Some people may criticize, quote, ah, he is so mad after women, end quote. But they do not see the whole picture. Krishna's power is so great that he expanded himself into 16,000 different husbands. Quote, everything is one, end quote, is nonsense. Dr. Singh, you say this mist of material nature is temporary, but why should we bother to disentangle ourselves from something transitory? Srila Prabhupada, why do you put coverings on your body? You may walk naked. The weather will clear in a few hours. Why do you cover yourself? Dr. Singh, the danger is now. Srila Prabhupada, whenever it may be, why do you take this step of covering your body? Dr. Singh, to avoid discomfort. Srila Prabhupada, yes, otherwise you would be uncomfortable. Not to bother to dress is the Mayavad theory. Quote, everything will come automatically, so why bother? Everything is one, end quote. That is a nonsensical theory. The Mayavad philosophy is that God is one and everything and every living being is equal to God. We have no quarrel with the chemists if they begin from life, but unfortunately they say that everything begins from darkness, dead matter. That is why we object. We say, quote, begin from life, end quote, and they say, quote, no, begin from darkness, matter, end quote. The reason they are in darkness is simple. If one goes from darkness to light, he thinks that darkness is the beginning. Suppose you have been in darkness all your life, and suddenly you come out into the light. You will think, quote, oh, light has come from darkness, end quote. Actually, darkness occurs when light becomes dim. Darkness does not produce light. Dr. Singh, then darkness is dependent on light. Srila Prabhupada, yes. In other words, within the light there is no darkness. When the light is dim, then we experience darkness. Similarly, when our spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness is dim, our consciousness is material. In the morning we awaken, and at the end of the day we become tired and go to sleep. When life is somehow or other interrupted, we sleep. We sleep at night, and when we get up in the morning, we understand that our wakefulness, or quote, life, end quote, has not come into existence from the sleepy condition. I was alive even while I slept, and on awakening, I am still alive. This should be clearly understood. A baby comes from the womb of his mother. He thinks that his life has begun from the day he comes out of the womb, but that is not a fact. Actually, he is eternal. He constructed his material body within the womb of his mother while he was unconscious, and as soon as his bodily features were sufficiently developed, he came out of the womb and came again to consciousness. Dr. Singh. And he again falls asleep at death. Srila Prabhupada. Yes. That is described in Bhagavad Gita 8:19. Bhuta grama sa eva yam. Bhutva bhutva pradiyate, rati agame vasa parta prabhavati ahar angame. Quote, again and again the day comes, and this host of beings is alive, and again night falls, O Parta, and they are helplessly dissolved. End quote. We are not these bodies. Srila Prabhupada, do you see this flower? It has come back to consciousness, and soon it will dry up and die. This is material life, but spiritual life means to flower only, no dissolution. That is the difference between matter and spirit. I have achieved this body according to my consciousness in my last life, and I will receive my next body according to my consciousness in this life. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8:6. Yam yam bapi smaram bhavam tad trajanti jati ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Quote, for whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. End quote. Dr. Singh. Srila Prabhupada, if our next body is always achieved by our consciousness in this life, how is it that I cannot remember my previous life? Srila Prabhupada, do you remember everything you did last year or even yesterday? Dr. Singh, no, I don't. Srila Prabhupada, that is your nature. You forget. Dr. Singh, some things. Srila Prabhupada, and somebody forgets more than others, but we all forget. Dr. Singh, is that a principle of material nature? Srila Prabhupada, yes. It is something like stealing. Somebody is a pickpocket and somebody is a bank robber, but both of them are stealing. Dr. Singh, when we dream, are we being carried away by the subtle elements? Srila Prabhupada, you are being carried away by nature. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 3:27, Prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasha ankara bimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities. They're in actuality carried out by nature. End quote. We forget our real identity, because we are under the grip of material nature. The first lesson in spiritual life is that we are not these bodies. We are eternal spirit souls. Once you were a child, now you are a grown man. Where is your childhood body? That body does not exist, but you still exist because you are eternal. The circumstantial body has changed, but you have not changed. This is the proof of your eternality. You remember that you did certain things yesterday and certain things today, but you forget other things. Your body of yesterday is not today's body. Do you admit it or not? You cannot say that today is the 13th of May, 1973. You cannot say that today is yesterday. The 13th was yesterday. The day has changed, but you remember yesterday, and that remembrance is evidence of your eternality. The body has changed, but you remember it. Therefore, you are eternal, although the body is temporary. This proof is very simple. Even a child can understand it. Is it difficult to understand? Changing bodies, Dr. Singh. People want more proof. Srila Prabhupada, what more is required? The eternality of the soul is a simple fact. I am an eternal soul. My body is changing, but I am not changing. For example, I am now an old man. Sometimes I think, quote, oh, I used to jump and play, but now I cannot jump because my body has changed, end quote. I want to jump, but I cannot do it. That jumping propensity is eternal, but because of my old body, I cannot do it. Dr. Singh, opponents will say that according to their observation, the nature of consciousness is that it lasts for only one body. Srila Prabhupada, that is foolishness. In Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Krishna explains, Dehinosmanyata dehe kumaramyabhanam jara tata dehantara prapti dirastatara muyati. Quote, as the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. End quote. Just as this body is always changing, as I can see in my daily experience, there is a similar change at the time of death, Dr. Singh. But according to the scientists, they cannot actually observe this last change, Srila Prabhupada. Their eyes are so imperfect that they cannot observe many, many things. Their ignorance does not make the Bhagavad Gita unscientific. Why don't the scientists admit the imperfection of their senses? They must first admit the imperfection of their senses. Their seeing power does not determine what is and what is not science. Dogs cannot understand the laws of nature. Does that mean that the laws of nature don't exist? Dr. Singh, well, the scientists admit that argument, but they say the way to become perfect is through objective information and experience. Srila Prabhupada, no, that is not the way to become perfect. No one can become perfect through imperfect thinking. And our thinking must be imperfect because our senses and minds are imperfect, Dr. Singh. Srila Prabhupada, another question can be raised. Is it not possible that the soul may accept 3, 4, or 5 bodies and then die? Srila Prabhupada, you are accepting millions of bodies. I say your body of yesterday is not your body of today. So if you live for 100 years, how many times have you changed your bodies? Just calculate. Dr. Singh, 13. Srila Prabhupada, why 13? Dr. Singh, medical science says that all the bodily cells are replaced every 7 years. Srila Prabhupada, no, not every 7 years, every second. Every second, the blood corpuscles are changing, is it not so? Dr. Singh, yes. Srila Prabhupada, as soon as the blood corpuscles change, you change your body. Dr. Singh, in scientific terminology, can the eternality of the soul be compared to conservation of energy? Srila Prabhupada, there is no question of the conservation of energy because energy always is existing. Dr. Singh, But according to scientific terminology, the law of conservation of energy is that energy cannot be created or destroyed, which means, I think, that is eternal. Srila Prabhupada. Oh yes, that we admit. Krishna is eternal, therefore all his energies are eternal. Dr. Singh. Is that why the living entity is also eternal? Srila Prabhupada. Yes. If the sun is eternal, its energies, heat and light, are also eternal. Dr. Singh. Does it follow from this, then, that life cannot be created or destroyed? Dr. Singh. Yes. Life is eternal. It is not created or destroyed. It is only temporarily covered. I am eternal, but last night I was covered by sleep. So I think in terms of yesterday and today. This is the condition of the material world. Everything is spiritual. Dr. Singh. Is material consciousness the absence of Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Dr. Singh. And when there is Krishna consciousness, where is material nature? Srila Prabhupada. If you continue in Krishna consciousness, you will see that nothing is material. When you offer a flower to Krishna, it is not material. Krishna will not accept anything material. And this does not mean that the flower is material on the bush and then it becomes spiritual when you offer it to Krishna. No. The flower is, quote, material, end quote, as long as you think that it is made for your enjoyment. But as soon as you see that it is for Krishna's enjoyment, you see it as it really is, spiritual. Dr. Singh. So the entire world is actually spiritual. Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Therefore, we want to engage everything in Krishna's service. That is the spiritual world. Dr. Singh. Can we also appreciate Krishna's creation in that light? For example, can we think, quote, this tree is very beautiful because it is Krishna's property? Srila Prabhupada, yes, that is Krishna consciousness. Dr. Singh, if someone looks at the deity of Krishna in the temple and thinks that it is only stone or wood, what does that mean? Srila Prabhupada, he is ignorant of the facts. How can the deity be material? Stone is also Krishna's energy. Just as electric energy is everywhere, but only the electrician knows how to utilize it. So, Krishna is everywhere, even in stone, but only his devotees know how to utilize stone to appreciate Krishna. The devotees know that stone cannot exist outside of Krishna. Therefore, when the devotees see the deity, they say, quote, here is Krishna, end quote. They see the real oneness of Krishna and his energy. Simultaneously one and different. Dr. Singh, is it true that Krishna-conscious persons perceive Krishna as in a plain stone as much as in a deity carved from stone? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Dr. Singh, just as much? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Why not? In the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakti murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham tveshavashtita. This means that Krishna's energy, that is Krishna in his partially manifested form, pervades every atom of the universe, but his fully manifested personal form is present in the deity shaped according to his directions. This is the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, the simultaneous oneness and difference of God and his energies. For example, when the sunshine is in your room, that does not mean the sun itself is in your room. The sun and its separated energies like heat and light are one in quality, but different in quantity. Dr. Singh, but still you say that one can see Krishna in ordinary stone. Srila Prabhupada, yes, why not? We see the stone as Krishna's energy. Dr. Singh, but can we worship him within the stone? Srila Prabhupada, we can worship him through his energy in the stone, but we cannot worship the stone as Krishna. We cannot worship this bench as Krishna. but we can worship everything because we see everything as Krishna's energy. This tree is worshipable because both Krishna and his energy are worshipable, but this does not mean that we worship the tree in the same way that we worship the deity of Lord Krishna in the temple. In my childhood, I was taught by my parents never to waste Krishna's energy. They taught me that if even a small grain of rice was stuck between the floorboards, I should pick it up, touch it to my forehead, and eat it to save it from being wasted. I was taught how to see everything in relation to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We therefore do not like to see anything wasted or misused. We are teaching our disciples how to use everything for Krishna and how to understand that everything is Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6:30, Yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pasyati, tasyaham na pranasyami, sa cha me na pranasyati. Quote, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. End quote.